the school library. At a time like this, don't tell me you came here to study. No one in this place would believe that about you. Please, just leave me alone. I'm trying to read. Don't you have a cheerleader to flirt with or something? You came to see me? But why? You're not making any sense. And how did you know where to find me? I am not always in the library at this time. Sometimes I read in the courtyard or on the roof, so like, don't underestimate me. What do you mean that's nothing to be proud of? Did you really just track me down just to insult me? Well, I guess I'll be leaving then. Ugh, fine. Just tell me what you want so we can get this over with. Oh, you don't play any sports? Wait, that's not the point. No one ever tries to hang out with me. Rather, they hardly even notice me. Plus, I'm not good with people anyways. So like, what's the real reason? Did you lose a bet or something? You just missed me? Are you talking about... Wait, you actually remember me? No. You need to forget about stuff like that. Middle school was forever ago, and we live in two different worlds now. We should keep it that way. For both our sakes. I don't mean anything by that, so just get out of here. Hey, I said to leave, not sit down next to me. Ugh, fine. But can you please just explain yourself already? Sure, I guess all that does sound stressful, but what does that have to do with me? Well, yeah, I used to help you relax, but we're in high school now. We can't just do stuff like that anymore. What? No, I don't hate you or anything, but... You're not gonna leave me alone until I do this, are you? God, you were like this back then too. Now that I think about it. Yeah, I guess we were closer back then, so I didn't mind. But now, it's kind of annoying. But whatever. Fine! Just this once, I'll let you rest your head on my lap. But if you do or say anything weird, I'll... Well, I don't know what I could do to a popular kid like you. I'll find something. Anyways, let's just get this over with. Is it comfortable? Please. Don't answer that. It's too embarrassing. Just be quiet. And relax. I'm gonna finish reading. This is the library after all. Or did you forget? No. Shh. What? You have a problem with me fluffing your fur? Sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. I've been conditioned. If a giant furball sits in my lap, I just have to pet it. But this should be relaxing for you anyways, so just accept it. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I knew that guy was still there. She can't even tell he's just using her. So depressing. Another strangely satisfying cliffhanger. This offer always knows how to surprise me. I should write them another letter. And how much longer are you going to stay down there? You're not asleep. I can see you staring off into the distance. Is something still troubling you? I mean, it's not my problem or anything, but I can't really go anywhere with you on my lap. So, I guess you might as well tell me. What's that all of a sudden? I did not change when we started high school. That was all you. Why would you think I changed? No, it's not like that. It's not like I wanted to stop talking to you. It's, well, it's just when I first got to the high school and I found out that you were here too. I didn't try to talk to you, but these other popular girls got in my way. They said something about you being everyone's property and I need to stay there. That was one of the scariest days of my life. So I've been scared to reach out again. Even just being in the same room as you could get me in trouble. So I've been avoiding you this whole time. Those girls? No, I don't remember their names. Then again, they never told me. One of them had long black hair and a birthmark under her left eye. And the other had blonde hair that she kept in pigtails. That's not very helpful right now. Right? Huh? You know who they are? Your stalkers? I feel like I should be more surprised by you having stalkers, but somehow it just works. Sorry. This is a serious matter. Definitely not something to laugh about. What are the names anyways? Brittany and Brianna, huh? Thanks. I'm used to avoiding everyone, but I'll try extra hard to avoid them. Actually, if they're as bad as you say, I'm surprised they haven't found you here yet. If you want, when you do need some space, you can join me here whenever you want. If you want. It seems like it'll be a good hiding place. No, I don't really mind. If I'm being honest, I was happy to talk to you again, and I feel a little bit better knowing that B&B aren't even friends of yours. I guess I was worried for nothing. But is that what it's like being popular? Dealing with people like that all day? How do you even do it? No, I do not want to find out. No way. Don't even joke about bringing me into that clique. If it has you this exhausted, I don't even want to think about what it would do to me. You'll what? Return the favor? So, when I get tired, you'll let me rest my head on you and take a nap while my deranged fan club searches for me door to door, and you'll let me interrupt whatever you're doing so you can give me a break? You want me to believe that? Look at you, getting all full of yourself. You think I can't see how you're blushing down there? I was nervous at first too, because I thought you changed, but I guess you're still the same brat I used to know. So, don't bother trying to put the moves on me. I'll look out for you. In my own way, not the other way around. You can keep resting here until you calm down. And if you leave here with your face not red and those two see you, who knows what they'll do to the both of us? You don't have to think about anything right now. You can even take a nap if you want. I don't mind. Just like old times.